Jones in third. Fourth is Connor Zilich. Brandon Jones in fifth. Sixth is Austin Hill. Ryan Sieg seventh. Nick Sanchez in eighth. Ninth, Christian Eckes. Taylor Gray rounds out the top 10.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Under caution for the first time in the Focused Health 302, 20 laps to go in stage number one, and just about every one of the front runners stay out. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Las Vegas Motor Speedway alongside Ross Chastain and Mark Garrow. My name is Brad Gilley. We're going to restart with 17 laps to go here in stage number one. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
Let's get a quick sweep of pit road. First up, Brett McMillan.
The word of the day, Mark, is loose. Taylor Gray said he's really loose, especially in 3 and 4. William Swalich is really loose. And the 16 car, Christian Decker, says he is getting looser. Heather DeBow.
And one car that came to pit was Sheldon Creed, who I mentioned was on top of the racetrack and just super loose. So they made a big chassis adjustment, wedge and track bar down. No tires there, though, for Sheldon Creed. Wendy Venturini.
No one on my end of pit road came down here, but Justin Allgaier, our leader, said 1 and 2 is good for him. He's free into 3. He did have debris on his grill for a couple laps. They were able to get off. Connor Zilich is hitting the splitter in turn 1. He said the wind is so crazy out here that he almost wrecked twice in turns 3 and 4. And Sam Mayer does have an engine issue. He is down a cylinder. He said it's not getting above 8,000 RPM when he goes down the straightaway. We will continue to follow that story as well. All playoff contenders.
5 sets of Goodyear tires for this race. 1 carried over for qualifying. 4 fresh ones. That's why you don't want to change them early. Let's give a leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app.
So with NASCAR starter Andy Ashbeck giving the one-to-go signal, Justin Allgaier, your leader, Eric Almirola, second, Jesse Love, third, Connor Zilich, fourth, fifth, Brandon Jones, sixth, Austin Hill, Ryan Sieg, seventh, eighth, Nick Sanchez, Christian Eckes, ninth, Taylor Gray in 10th.
Harrison Burton runs 11th, 12th is Carson Quapple, 13th, William Sawalich, Matt DiBenedetto is 14th, Sam Mayer with that engine issue, 15th, Daniel Hemric, 16th, 17th is Corey Day, 18th, Sammy Smith. Kyle Seegers 19th, 20th is Jeremy Clements.
Daniel Dye 21st, 22nd Trevor Bayne, Jeb Burton 23rd, 24th is Anthony Alfredo, Parker Retzlaff 25th, then 26th Blaine Perkins, 27th Brendan Poole, Josh Williams 28th, 29th Mason Massey, Ryan Ellis in 30th.
Garrett Smithley runs 31st, 32nd is Nick Lights. Playoffs driver Sheldon Creed, he was just on pit road. He is 33rd. 34th Dean Thompson. Thomas Annunziata is 35th. 36th Austin Green, Joey Gase 37th. Mason Maggio is 38th. Again, we're going to restart with 17 laps to go here in stage number one. And Justin Allgaier's led this entire race.
Justin Allgaier strong since the drop of the green flag. Lights are out. The Toyota GR Supra pace car, they're in front of Pat Patterson.
Yeah, and on the front row, there's Allgaier and Almirola. It's Jesse Love back there with Connor Zilich. Then you've got Austin Hill lining up against Brandon Jones. The breeze, if you're interested, it's about 35 miles an hour, and it's still hitting this end of the racetrack pretty hard as the pace car brings the field right over here in front of me in turn number four. He'll head to the pit road. We're ready for a restart.
Headed toward the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. Echo Park means every car. Happy owner at Echo Park Automotive. And here we go. Justin Allgaier, the control car from the inside of Eric Almirola. Almirola does not let him get away. They'll go door to door as Jesse Love peeks to the inside of Allgaier.
Oh, boy, they're going three wide for the race lead. Justin Allgaier just got swallowed up by Jesse Love and Eric Almirola. They'll now duel for the race lead as they roar off at turn two.
Jesse Love to the inside, to the outside is Eric Almirola. They stay door-to-door. Zilich and Allgaier side-by-side for that second or third and fourth spot. Here comes Almirola hard up off the gas. He'll take the lead off four.
For the first time today, we have a leader other than Justin Allgaier. It's Eric Almirola. Now Connor Zilich. Jesse Love tangled for the second spot.
Yep, Jesse Love left the bottom open, and Connor Zilich says, thank you, I'll take the second spot. Scoots around him on the inside. Brandon Jones going top shelf. He runs in the fifth position. Everybody chases Eric Almirola.
Yeah, Love forgot to shut the door. That means Allgaier is going to try to sneak through as well. He's trying to get back to the third spot. Meanwhile, up front, Almirola beginning to pull away from Connor Zilich by 10 car lengths.
That battle is side by side for third now. Jesse Love on the outside of Justin Allgaier. Allgaier now pulls to his door, dives almost to the apron at the start-finish line. He'll try and take that spot heading into one.
Boy, that really choked up the field, too. Brandon Jones had to get on the brakes. Looked like Ryan Sieg had to check up. It's going to be Allgaier, though, sliding up in front of Jesse Love to take that third spot.
Yeah, the big loser there was Austin Hill. He just had nowhere to go, and he gets shuffled back almost into that 10th spot there. Here comes Almirola once again off the corner here in four.
Ryan Sieg blasts by Brandon Jones to the inside. He takes over fifth. Now it is three wide for that spot. Jones on the outside, getting passed by Christian Eckes and Austin Hill to his inside.
Yeah, Brandon Jones going in the wrong direction as he got put three wide down the front straightaway. Now he sees Nick Sanchez charge to the bottom to try to take another spot away. They're door-to-door off of turn two.
A pack of cars and a lot of wind heading down the back stretch here, known as the Nellis straightaway. They start to straighten it out. Austin Hill has gotten himself in front of Christian Eckes. Behind him, though, the battle rages on. Nick Sanchez in the middle of it with Sam Mayer.
That's the backslide of Brandon Jones. It continues. Nick Sanchez takes away the spot. Sam Mayer now drives to the inside of Brandon Jones. He'll try and take another spot into one.
And that's a positive news for Sam Mayer fans because there were talks that he may be down a cylinder, but he's up in the top 10. Passing cars getting around Brandon Jones.
Connor Zilich looks now. He's got himself righted, and he's trying to hang on to the leader. Both he and Almirola, who's leading the pack down at the bottom of the racetrack, stay about 10 car lengths apart.
Eric Almirola leads him to the line with 12 laps left in eBay stage number one. Good battle for sixth. Christian Eckes now wrestles it away from Austin Hill.
Yep, lots of good battles. Talk about that one for the race lead. That's separated by a couple car lengths. Good battle for fourth as well. Jesse Love has it. Ryan Sieg, who's had some good runs here in Vegas, he's in the top five looking strong.
Yeah, the Georgia native now trying to track down Jesse Love. He's about a half a car length behind him, trying to move up one more spot. A little further back there, good battle going on. Carson Quaple side by side as he tries to work off of Swalich's car.
11 to go here in stage number one. We'll take that battle for fourth back into one with Ryan Sieg.
Yeah, Ryan Sieg searched around the racetrack, trying to find the best way around Jesse Love. Love will leave the bottom of the racetrack open. Doesn't look like Sieg has the forward bite to grab that spot off of two.
Can't get it done. He'll try to regroup down here in three and four. Zilich up front in the second spot, trying to track down the leader. The distance between those two about the same. About 10 car lengths back there to Justin Allgaier. Allgaier, and that's where you find Jesse Love.
Top five. Five have broken away with 10 laps to go. Again at eBay stage number one, Ryan Sieg in fifth, looking for his fourth straight top 10 here at Las Vegas.
Back up front, battle for the race lead. Eric Almirola running the middle of the racetrack. Connor Zilich digging hard on the bottom. That's just a two-car length disadvantage down the back straightaway.
Down the Nellis straightaway they go. Call it two-car lengths. About, like I said, 8 or 10 back to Allgaier. About another 6 or 7 to Jesse Love. Then down at the bottom of the racetrack, Ryan Sieg trying to hold on to that group.
If Sam Mayer's down a cylinder, you wouldn't know it on the racetrack. He dives to the inside of Nick Sanchez. He'll try and take away the A spot as they come across the start-finish line and rock it back into one.
Of course, Sam Mayer enters this round of eight just plus two, so he's got to get on his horse. That is a positive sign. Now he'll slide up in front of Nick Sanchez. Sanchez going to try the inside line as they rock it off of turn two.
Yeah, Mayer now with about a two-car length difference between he and Sanchez. Meanwhile, up front, once again, it's Jesse Love that's closing the distance for the third-place battle with Justin Allgaier.
As they come to the straight, 8 laps to go in stage number one. The battle for sixth now heating up again. Christian Eckes feeling a lot of pressure from Austin Hill.
Yeah, Christian Eckes has had some good runs over the last month of the season, but now he is under attack as Austin Hill is right there on the back bumper. Hill actually now moves about a half a groove off the bottom of the racetrack, right on the back bumper of Christian Eckes.
They go nose to tail, and meanwhile up in front again in the top five, here goes Jesse Love trying to make the move on Justin Allgaier. Battle for the third spot. Can't quite get his nose up to the quarter panel.
7 laps to go here in stage number one of the Focus Hill 302, and Ross Chastain again. We're watching racing happening all over the racetrack. One thing I was trying to pay attention to, Sheldon Creed's recovered a little bit. He came down pit road, started in the mid-30s. He's only moved up to 29th. Seems like it's actually hard to get through the back of the field.
Well, he's on his same tires he started the race on, which are the same tires all of these Xfinity Series cars qualified on. So there is no tire advantage for Sheldon Creed right now.
Just has to hope the adjustments they made have improved the car at least.
That's right. But you don't get to do it with air pressure, which can be a big, big thing for these Goodyear Eagles. Just doing half pound, couple tenths of a pound, even on these style tires for these cars can be a big difference as we see a battle for third place in front of Nick Yeomans.
Yeah, here comes Jesse Love. He is looking on the bottom of the racetrack, trying to get around that Branch Chevrolet of Justin Allgaier. Pat, they are even at the midway point.
RCR driver Jesse Love now trying to take advantage of Allgaier. Allgaier midway up the banking here, 20 degrees worth in our end of the racetrack. Give that spot to Jesse Love.
It'll be 5 laps to go here in stage number one, this time by Eric Almirola. Continues to lead. He's got a 7-tenths second advantage over Connor Zilich.
Yeah, 7-tenths of a second, and to the eye, it's about 4 or 5 car lengths. Enough breathing room for now as Zilich was putting the pressure on about 5 laps ago. Eric Almirola looking pretty comfortable, Pat, running that middle groove.
Yeah, his car, and again, having that air on the front nose is really working for him right now, and Connor Zilich doing a good job of holding on to him. They're midway through 3 and 4 now. Good ways back to Jesse Love. Justin Allgaier in the fourth spot. Ryan Sieg. And then a battle continues there. It's Christian Eckes under attack from Austin Hill.
4 laps to go in this stage. Here is Austin Hill. He drives up to the driver's door of Eckes as they enter turn number one.
Yeah, it's going to be a well-earned pull off of a position if Austin Hill can make this pass. Been working on Christian Eckes the last few laps. Eckes fighting back hard on the outside. Austin Hill, though, with the advantage off of two.
Yeah, Hill gets a better exit down there in turn number two. Slides up, takes the spot from Eckes. No change in the top 5 drivers, 6, 7 drivers. Sam Mayer doing a good job of bouncing back now. Still holding on to a spot in the top 10.
3 to go now in stage number one. It looks like Eric Almirola's lead is starting to shrink a little bit, Nick.
Yeah, I would say Connor Hill is starting to inch his way forward. He's got it down to about 5 car lengths. Now Almirola's moved from the middle of the racetrack down to the bottom. Lets that Toyota wash up off of turn number 2.
Eric Almirola's got a lot of experience looking out the front of the windshield. He also is really good at looking back in that mirror. He knows where Zilich is at, and right now he's comfortably about 5 car lengths ahead of him.
2 laps left in eBay stage number one here at Las Vegas. Clear racetrack for the leaders to attack. Almirola, 3 car lengths back. Connor Zilich.
It's a 41-year-old versus a 19-year-old for the Stage 1 win here at Las Vegas. And right now, the veteran getting the better of the youngster, Almirola. His advantage, though, down to about three car lengths as Zilich continues to close.
A stage win to Almirola doesn't mean much, but Zilich would sure enjoy getting that right now at the first stage here in Las Vegas. Calling about five car lengths, the battle between first and second. A long way back to Jesse Love.
One to go in stage number one here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. If Connor Zilich can catch Eric Almirola, that's one thing. Passing him might be another. Almirola now starting to leg it out.
Yeah, looked like he got a really nice charge off of turn number four and opens it up to about six car lengths. Connor Zilich buries it to the bottom of the racetrack. Really drove into turn one hard. May pay for it a bit, though. Pat down the back straightaway. Almirola still leads.
Well, if Zilich is going to do anything, he's going to have to send it hard into turn number three here to try to snatch this stage. He's not going to be able to do that. Almirola stays in the bottom, paints that bottom line, and here comes the leader off of turn four.
Running a part-time schedule on the Xfinity Series, this is his first stage win in 2025 for Eric Almirola. He becomes the 21st driver to win a stage this season. Connor Zilich will finish in the second spot. Jesse Love third. Justin Allgaier, who led the most laps in this stage, 28, will wind up fourth. Fifth, Ryan Sieg. Austin Hill sixth. Seventh, Christian Eckes. Sam Mayer eighth. Ninth, Taylor Gray. Nick Sanchez in 10th.
Stage one brought to you by eBay. Swapping out your tires, there's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for. From smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain, get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay, things people love.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-859-0047. 800-859-0047. That's 800-859-0047.
Today's broadcast brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Pit Road will remain closed. When we come back, we should expect to hear pit stops at the end of eBay stage number one. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauerbill Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
So we're back at Las Vegas Motor Speedway in eBay stage number one. Eric Almirola will win it. There were some big losers, though, in that stage. Sheldon Creed finishes in the 26th spot, and Brandon Jones free-falled at the end all the way down to 23rd.
Yeah, yeah. It got more interesting, honestly, Ross, to see what happened to Brandon Jones than with Sheldon Creed. We knew, as you had talked about before, he might have got an adjustment, but he didn't get tires or an air pressure adjustment at our first caution. But Brandon Jones, we were talking about him racing in the top five, and now he finishes outside of the top 20.
Yeah, no idea if there's if they had any contact or anything, you know, on the outside of his car, or if it's just a handling. It fell off after that heat cycle where we had that caution about halfway through the first stage, and it just didn't take back off. But he bled spots all the way to the end, only able just to stay in front of Trevor Bayne.
14th start this year for Eric Almirola. Shouldn't be so surprised that he's up front. In the 13 starts, he's had 2 wins, 5 top 10s, 5 top 5s, 8 top 10s, 170 laps led. No surprise this veteran driver's up front challenging for the victory today.
And reunited with JGR, with Joe Gibbs Racing, a place where his career really got a really good start a long time ago. And coming back home in a lot of ways is the way he describes it, able to be back and mentor these other drivers in their Xfinity program, but also go out and execute in this car when he's in it.
Pit road to be open this time. On the restart, Ross, we saw Justin Allgaier get swallowed up. He was trying to protect the outside. That's where Eric Almirola was. Jesse Love turned to his inside. Is there any way to protect that?
He could have blocked. It was also very early. It was lap, you know, 20-something of the race, and you had the RCR teammates of Austin Hill and Jesse Love pushing, and that pushed Jesse Love by him, not able to hold it as the pit road is open this time, and ultimately Eric got by all of them.
Guys, in that opening stage, only 4 playoff drivers scored points. Zilich, 9, Love, 8, Allgaier, 7, 3 for Sam Mayer.
All right, Brett McMillan is going to kick things off on pit road as Eric Almirola leads a long train of cars here at the end of stage 1.
It's going to be real busy down here, Brad. We're going to have Christian Deckes comes in. He said the car was way loose, especially in 3 and 4, so they're going to have him a 4-tire change, an air pressure adjustment. Also, Taylor Gray's come in. He said the car was really loose as well. They're going to focus on 3 and 4, but not going to make any adjustments. They're kind of, you know, marking time. Well, actually, they are going to do a track bar adjustment now. They call it an audible. They're marking time until the sun goes down. Corey Day's also getting a track bar adjustment, trying to tighten that car up. Heather DeBow.
Austin Hill in from that 6th position, telling his team that he's really tight. He said, landing to center through the corner, he could be 4 numbers freer. For our Stage 1 winner, Eric Almirola, he said the balance is close, just a little loose in the rear, Wendy Venturini.
Jesse Love might actually win this race off pit road. It was 4 tires fuel. Justin Allgaier fired off without any grip. They made an air pressure adjustment with 4 tires of fuel. Connor Zilich came in second. He needs security on the entry into turn 3, snug off of turn 2, and where he said there's just no grip. Air pressure adjustment for Connor Zilich.
Just barely, Jesse Love does win the drag race off of pit road with Eric Almirola. Austin Hill up 3. He was the 3rd off the pit lane. Connor Zilich down 2 to 4th. Justin Allgaier also lost a spot in 5th. The rest of the top 10 as they came off the pit lane. Sam Mayer, Ryan Sieg, William Sawalich, Nick Sanchez, and Christian Eckes.
This is Kyle Petty for Echo Park Automotive, and I'm here to tell you why you should shop Echo Park before you buy a car, truck, or SUV. Over half of inventory at Echo Park is priced below $25,000. And car for car, truck for truck, Echo Park Automotive's pricing is $3,000 less than the competition. Maybe that's why Echo Park has over 95,000 five-star reviews. Echo Park Automotive is built to make sure you drive away happy. It's even in their name. Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride. On eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
Josh Williams and Nick Sanchez will have to start at the tail of the field. They were speeding on pit road. Bass Pro Shops, voted America's best outdoor retailer. Your adventure starts here. We're about to get into stage number 2 of the Focused Health 302 from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
One to go before we get to stage number two here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Let's go down to Heather DeBoe.
Now, you guys talked about Brandon Jones dropping to the back at the end of that stage. He was really tight, but they also noticed that they thought the right rear was going down. They did the water test on it and found a small pinhole in that 20. So not only was he tight, but a tire was going down.
Ideally, he can recover here. We're going to give you a leaderboard update brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you.
Jesse Love, the leader. Eric Almirola, second. Third, Austin Hill. Fourth is Connor Zilich. Fifth, Justin Allgaier. Sixth to start stage number two is Sam Mayer. Ryan Sieg, seventh. Eighth, Nick Sanchez. William Sawalich, ninth. Tenth, Christian Eckes.
Taylor Gray runs 11th. Carson Quapple, 12th. 13th is Daniel Dye. Brandon Jones, 14th. 15th, Daniel Hemric. Sammy Smith, 16th. 17th, Corey Day. Harrison Burton, 18th. Sheldon Creed, 19th. Dean Thompson rounds out the top 20.
Pace car driver Jason Brownlow will take the Toyota GR Supra pace car to pit lane. They're about to enter the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone. Every car happy owner at Echo Park Automotive. Green flag is back out. Stage number two is underway. Jesse Love with a push from Austin Hill. Stays door to door on the outside with Eric Almirola.
They were even at the start-finish line. They're still even into turn number one. In fact, it was a nice shove by Austin Hill pushing his teammate Jesse Love to potentially the race lead. But Eric Almirola is holding strong on the outside.
Side by side, door to door, as we like to say. Jesse Love on the bottom of the racetrack. Almirola to the outside. Almirola gets a little bit of a run off the hill here, but it's Love strong off the corner.
This door-to-door runs goes several rows deep up front. Eric Almirola pinned to the outside door of Jesse Love. Connor Zilich now tries to make it three wide.
Connor Zilich had one whale of a run, but nowhere to go, so he stays in third. He'll try to run the outside following Almirola around the outside of Jesse Love. Almirola with the race lead.
Zilich almost giving Almirola a shove. Now he's in a battle side-by-side for second. And Jesse Love pulls about a nose ahead here off of the bottom of the racetrack. Zilich and him locked together still.
Love led the last lap by a half a car length. Now swinging to the bottom, Eric Almirola blocks him off the lead that lap.
And if Connor Zilich keeps this charge, we may have a third race leader in three laps because he is running the outside and trying to build up that momentum. First to clear Jesse Love, then to catch Almirola. Zilich not able to clear Love yet down the backstretch.
Yeah, it stays side by side for that second spot here at Las Vegas. Now Jesse Love has a good entrance into turn number three. He takes that spot away.
Connor Zilich will drive up to his back bumper. He'll try and swing to his outside. Jesse Love blocks that advance. Eric Almirola out front able to drive away, but things are tight in the top eight.
Yeah, as those two battle for the second position, and it brings a lot more players to the party, including Austin Hill, who runs in fourth. Sam Mayer, who's running a groove off the bottom of the racetrack in fifth.
Justin Allgaier right behind Mayer now as Mayer takes a look inside of the 21 car of Austin Hill. He'd like to take that position of the way. The Brandt Chevy right behind these two trying to square up and make some moves off of four.
Trying to close in on that battle as well. Christian Eckes, Ryan Sieg. Here is Allgaier. He now inches his way to the inside of Mayer. They're door-to-door in one.
Christian Eckes pulls right to the back bumper of Sam Mayer, trying to try to give him a little help to get around Justin Allgaier. Mayer's got plenty of speed, but that car drifted up the racetrack. That opens the door for Eckes to move to the bottom.
Boy, that really did. That gave Eckes an opportunity. He's going to give Ryan Sieg an opportunity as well. Mayer's going to lose about three spots here if he's not careful working off the corner in four.
Things have settled in the top four. Fifth on back is where the action is. Right now, Justin Allgaier has fifth. Christian Eckes has driven into his back bumper. Sam Mayer continues to be on the move as well.
Yep, Ryan Sieg as well looking strong. Carson Quappel right there in the top ten as well. Just about everybody running the bottom of the racetrack. Christian Eckes running the middle of the racetrack in the sixth position. As they all go single file.
Down the Nellis straightaway they go. The number 19 out front, Eric Almirola, bottom of the racetrack, staying right on that white line. The top 10 cars, everybody painting that white line with that front left tire.
Top 11 cars, about two car lengths, separating all of them. Now catching up to that group is William Sawalich, and making a bit of a comeback right now, Brandon Jones.
And again, this is as calm as we have seen it, and it's taken all the way till stage number two. But everybody's establishing a bit of race pace here early on. Pat Almirola leads the train down the back stretch.
A little bit further back, we're talking about Daniel Dye working on Carson Quappel. Quappel back there trying to break into the top 10. Here goes Austin Hill around the outside of Christian Eckes off of the corner.
Austin Hill made it look easy. This racetrack right now, halfway in the shade, halfway in the sunlight. Ross Chastain, as we look, the front straightaway all the way through turn two is in the shade. The Nellis straightaway on the back stretch all the way through turn four is in the sunlight. Can you feel a difference?
Absolutely. One, just deciding on your visor on your helmet. What are you going to run? Are you going to run a dark visor with it, or a clear visor with a tear-off, some sort of between that kind of auto-adjusts? They've got those now. Bell Helmets has a visor that changes based on what it sees. So definitely a lot of sunlight in the driver's eyes in the middle of three and four and off turn four, and then shade down the front stretch.
Jesse Love has caught the leader in turn one.
Yeah, things are changing what Eric Almirola sees out the back of that Toyota, and that is Jesse Love's car getting bigger and bigger, and now he's looking to the inside. Can't pull off the pass, but they fight for the lead into turn three.
Yep, they stay about a car length apart now, talking about Jesse Love trying to close in on Eric Almirola. Almirola gets down to the bottom of the racetrack a little quicker in turns three and four. Love will have to go back to work off the corner.
Jesse Love is hungry. He gets back to the gas sooner than Eric Almirola. It's a car length and a half at the start-finish line, and this battle for the lead will continue back to one.
Yep, they'll charge into this shaded portion of the racetrack. Almirola running the middle. Jesse Love very content to run the bottom of the racetrack and wrap that white line that separates the apron right on the back bumper of Almirola.
That tailwind going down the backstretch here is a big advantage for Eric Almirola. He seems to pull that distance back between he and Jesse Love. Jesse Love good down in one and two. Here's the leader off the corner again in four.
A little farther back, good battle for fourth. It is Austin Hill trying to hold off Justin Allgaier. Meanwhile, up front, again, Jesse Love mounts a challenge in turn one.
Yeah, and right in the middle of those two battles is Connor Zilich running all by himself in third. Up front, Almirola with a little bit of breathing room over Jesse Love. Then it's Zilich. Then it's that battle for fourth, Austin Hill and Justin Allgaier.
Allgaier about three car lengths behind Hill midway down the Nellis straightaway. He runs the Brandt Chevy right to the bottom of the racetrack. He's trying to hold on to Austin Hill, who's got a great handling race car this afternoon.
All of this happening with 27 laps to go here in stage number two. Let's go back up front. Eric Almirola not able to drive away from Jesse Love.
Yeah, impressed by the patience that Jesse Love is showing, trying to pick a spot to get around Eric Almirola. It's been tough to pass that 19 car so far today. He's about a car length and a half behind as they rock it off at two.
Good battle for first and second. Good battle for fourth and fifth. Allgaier still hasn't closed it down on Austin Hill. Up front, it's a half a car length that separate first and second.
Also a good battle for eighth place. Sam Mayer has it. Carson Quappel is right there in his tire tracks. Meanwhile, up front, Eric Almirola still clings to the top spot in turn number one.
Yep, it's about two car lengths as they both dive to the bottom of the racetrack entering turn number one. Connor Zilich waiting in the wings about eight car lengths behind. And then Austin Hill continues to have his hands full. Justin Allgaier putting the pressure down the back stretch.
The eyeball test says that Zilich is beginning to catch these two a little bit up front as we watch him about 10, 12 car lengths behind. The battle for fourth and fifth, still Allgaier separated from Austin Hill by a car length.
25 laps to go in stage number two of the Focused Health 302. We're joined up here in the booth now by Matt Lederer, the Xfinity Senior Director of Sports and Brand Strategy. And Matt, it's been a big year for Xfinity and a lot of cool things happening right now.
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you guys for having me up here. It's always a pleasure to be here. This racetrack's amazing. The day is really beautiful weather, but the wind is making this thing really interesting and fun to watch.
We just found out about the Comcast Community Champion of the Year and the nominees for that. Now, one of those real close to us, Jerry Caldwell, the president and general manager of Bristol Motor Speedway. Everything they did with Hurricane Helene recovery and all of that, it's pretty amazing. But tell us a little bit more about that, if you would.
Yeah, you know, Brad, we're able to do so many amazing things in this sponsorship, but the Comcast Community Champion of the Year is the thing we're the most proud of. To have the honor to tell the stories about the amazing people in this community who are giving back in those communities that we race, live, and work. Jerry, of course, and what Bristol's doing with the Hurricane Helene relief. Daniel Dye, who's out here racing right now, and Daniel is doing everything he can to raise awareness of mental health challenges and the race to stop suicide. And then Wade Auten, a good friend of ours, who was the racing series director for the Xfinity Series for years. And as soon as he retired, he started working finally. And he's out there helping his community to make sure that nobody goes hungry in that community at all. So we'll announce our 11th champion on the Monday after Phoenix. After Monday, we will be well over $1 million in donations to 33 charities within the NASCAR community. Because the great thing is we'll announce a champion, but all three of our finalists receive donations to their charities.
That's incredible. Now, before we get to Phoenix, we have a big race with Xfinity happening at Martinsville Speedway. You guys are the title sponsor of the Xfinity 500 Cup race, the last chance for a driver to make it into the championship four.
It's usually a pretty good race, right, Ross?
Hey, easy. What would a cutoff race do to these playoffs?
Yeah, it's fantastic. We've loved the attention on this race. Martinsville is an amazing market for us to be in. The track is amazing. But what's really great about it is it gives us a chance to thank the people who make our sponsorship possible, which are our customers. And our customers will have the opportunity to meet drivers, be in the pit and garage area, and a couple lucky people might actually be able to be the grand marshal of the race as well.
Matt, Xfinity has been a longtime sponsor of the Xfinity Series, a longtime sponsor in NASCAR. That sponsorship in NASCAR will continue, but Xfinity Series will have a new name next year. It's been one heck of a run for you guys.
Yeah, 11 years of an amazing partnership. And, you know, I'm really grateful. We're really grateful for the way the entire industry has embraced our brand, the media, the track, the NASCAR governing body, of course, the teams and the drivers. But we're also really grateful for the fans. They really embraced us. They welcomed us from day one. And we're super proud of the impact that we have made to our brand and to our business, absolutely, but also to what you see on the track, right? When we started, I think it was less than 50% of the race winners were Xfinity Series drivers. It's now north of 85% on a season by season. And I just think that the entire team and NASCAR leaned into this concept of names are made here, and we rallied behind it. And this series has an identity. And I'm so excited about where O'Reilly's going to take it. We're here to help them. As you said, we're not going anywhere. We are going to be the premier partner. We have a great relationship with 2311 Racing. That will continue. We love this sport. We love what it's done for us. But we're really excited about the future of this series and where O'Reilly's going to take it.
Well, thank you very much. And we'll all try and get back to our hotels after the race as fast as Xfinity Mobile.
I appreciate that, as always. And just thank you again for having me up here and enjoy the race.
All right. Thank you very much. Matt Lederer, Xfinity Series Senior Director of Sports Brand Strategy.
Let's get you up to date now. 19 laps to go in stage number two. Eric Almirola, your leader. The rest of our top five, Jesse Love, Connor Zillich, Justin Allgaier just took over fourth from Austin Hill. Hill is fifth as we go quickly to Wendy Venturini.
Justin Allgaier came over the radio and thought there was a brake issue. They're continuing to follow and monitor it. Now, it happened in practice to Justin Allgaier. He went down on the brake pedal and it went to the floor in practice. Well, it happened on the racetrack just a few laps ago, especially when he tries to run the bottom line. That's where he said he's having the biggest brake issue. So we're waiting on more feedback from Justin, but he does not feel comfortable about it right now.
Thank you very much, Wendy Venturini. We have 17 laps to go here in stage number two at Las Vegas.
Here's Paul Doschel of Toyota.
We have a kind of robust program around NASCAR, and we feel that if we're going to be there and compete against Chevrolet and Ford, that we want to be able to tell that story. And so we feel that a 360-degree approach is the best for that. Radio fills a much-needed void in our marketing program. Being able to have our commercial spots and the relationship that we have with PRN, where they talk about our vehicles as Camrys and Supras.
The Toyota GR Supra makes that hard left turn onto pit road.
The pace car, you know, the Toyota Camry pace car, or the GR Supra pace car adds a nice touch to broadcast rather than when it's just the pace cars coming out of turn four. So for us, it's really the coming together of a 360-degree approach to really make our program all-inclusive.
NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
We've got 15 laps to go here in Stage 2 of the Focus Tail 302. Eric Almirola continues to lead Jesse Love, Connor Zillitz, Justin Allgaier, and Austin Hill. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Just a moment ago, a great save from Austin Hill. He lost a spot, but could have lost a car.
All of welcome just exhaled as that car straightened, as he straightened that car out off turn four. Ryan Sieg took evasive action, went high. They continue on inside the top 10.
It's not an exaggeration to say Austin Hill was looking straight at the infield when his car was through the middle of three and four. That was crazy. But as we sit here, we've got 12 laps to go here in stage number one, and some battles on the racetrack, Mark.
Eric Almirola beginning to feel the heat again from Jesse Love. He backed up. He's regrouped with 11 to go. He goes after the leader in one.
Yeah, this is as close as Jesse Love has been over the last 15 or 20 laps. He's kind of stalked Almirola by six or seven car lengths. This time, Pat, off of turn two, car two is two car lengths behind.
Yeah, it's just curious to me is if Almirola's running as hard as he actually needs to at the moment. And right now, totaling about four car lengths, Jesse Love trying to close in on the leader.
Pat, I was thinking the same thing. Is Jesse Love stalking or is Eric Almirola teasing him right now, because Almirola actually just stretched it out by a few car lengths as they head back into one.
Yeah, back into the first corner. Eric Almirola buries that Toyota at the bottom of the racetrack. Jesse Love now has a five-car length disadvantage to try to make up as Almirola about to encounter some lap traffic.
Yeah, that lap traffic could be interesting now if Jesse Love can take advantage of it. We'll see just how quickly Almirola can work underneath it, seeming at this point traffic is getting out of his way as he works off the corner.
A little farther back, you've got Corey Day starting a battle now with Sam Mayer. This will be a fight for eighth place with nine laps to go here in stage number two as we pick up the leaders.
Back into turn number one and two. That lap traffic staying high. That must put a smile on Eric Almirola's face. He runs the bottom of the racetrack down the back straightaway.
Yeah, Almirola's actually stepped it up here just a little bit as he gets around this lap traffic. Bottom of the racetrack is where he runs. It's probably a good now 15-car separation between he and the second-place car.
Eight laps to go in stage number two. A couple of drivers started toward the back at the beginning of this stage. Nick Sanchez with a speeding penalty. He is up 23 spots right now. We also talked about Sheldon Creed. He struggled in stage one. He was 36th at one point, or actually 33rd at one point. He's now moved his way up to 16th, Mark.
So that's a bit of a comeback for Sheldon Creed, but they still have a long way to go, and I'm not sure they have the car to get there.
Yeah, that is going to be, again, we still have a lot of racing to go. We'll see if they have the car to get there as we're winding it down. And as we look out on the racetrack, Eric Almirola now coming across the start-finish line. It's going to be seven laps to go here in stage number two, putting some distance on Jesse Love.
Yep, it was five car lengths. Now it's six or seven. They back into turn number one. Eric Almirola running the bottom of the racetrack, trying to catch the more lap traffic. Garrett Smithley right ahead as Jesse Love continues to give chase.
Yeah, Justin Allgaier back there in that fourth spot right now. Here comes Almirola down into the corner. He's going to catch some lap traffic again. Jesse Love can make up a little distance here if Eric Almirola gives him an opportunity. Garrett Smithley right in front.
With six laps to go in this stage, Eric Almirola has now led 52 laps and counting. Next closest, Justin Allgaier, leaders back in one.
Eric Smithley stays to the outside. Eric Almirola sweeps to the inside. Jesse Love going to try to use that open racetrack to chase Almirola. That lap car, though, now right in between the two leaders.
Down the backstretch once again they go. They work their way down into turns number three and four. Love and Almirola both using the bottom of the racetrack with their race cars a long way back to Zilich, and then Justin Allgaier also a long way back.
Last time by, Brandon Jones got around William Sawalich for 11th. We'll see if he can get back into the top 10 before the end of this stage. Leaders are in one with five to go.
Yep, they'll roar by the sun, which is getting ready to set behind the Spring Mountains here in Las Vegas. Eric Almirola trying to set the sun on stage number two and hold off Jesse Love. No challenge as they both head back in the three.
No challenge there. And looking back towards the top 10, Christian Eckes back here about to catch Daniel Dye. A little bit further back is Sam Mayer midway down the Nellis straightaway. Here's the leader off four.
Four laps, 6 miles left in stage number two. Almirola with a comfortable lead over Jesse Love. Love with a comfortable margin over Connor Zilich.
Yeah, Connor Zilich really since the drop of the green flag on stage number two has been pretty comfortable all by himself in that third position. He continues to run the bottom, Pat, just like the front two.
Yeah, no real battle anywhere in the top ten. You look back here where Austin Hill is at right now with the 16 of Christian Eckes. Those two cars separated by about five or six car lengths. Once again, the leader off four.
Off of turn number four, three laps to go here in stage number two. Eric Almirola with a little bit of lap traffic in front of him, but it looks like they're all being kind, Nick.
Yeah, most of them are staying to the outside, and this lap car in particular will do just that. He's not only just kicked off the 35 car of Mason Maggio, but looks like he may not be done passing lap traffic. Pat, back in the three.
Breeze may have died down a little bit, or at least has gone to a little more inconsistent stage on my end of the racetrack. Jesse Love now about 15 car lengths back of the leader.
About the only hot spot in the top 10 with two laps to go in stage one. Austin Hill trying to hold off Christian Eckes for sixth. Leaders back in one.
And this is as close as Jesse Love has been. He's closed it down to about two car lengths. So maybe finding a little something right here at the end of stage number two. He's got it down to a car length and a half, Pat, down the backstretch.
Well, we'll see if Almirola's playing with Love or Love is getting ready to take that spot away from the leader. Almirola goes down to the bottom of the racetrack. He is under attack as Jesse Love will get right to his bumper off four.
Right on the rear deck lid of Eric Almirola. Here's Jesse Love with one lap to go in stage number two. Leaders will race back to one.
And it's a one car length advantage for Eric Almirola. Where's he going to go? Right to the bottom of the racetrack. Jesse Love will try to run about a groove and a half off the bottom. Lost a little bit of momentum. He's got to find three car lengths to set up a pass of Almirola.
Jesse Love keeping Eric Almirola honest here on this final lap of this stage. Almirola at the bottom of the racetrack in turn number three. It's about four car lengths back to Jesse Love. Almirola in control off four.
He powers out of the corner. He'll come down to the stripe. Eric Almirola, two for two, wins both stages in the Focused Health 302 here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. They finish. Eric Almirola, Jesse Love, almost 2 seconds ahead of third place Connor Zilich and 5 seconds ahead of Justin Allgaier in fourth. Ryan Sieg will wind up fifth in stage number two. Austin Hill sixth. Seventh, Christian Eckes. Eighth is going to be Sam Mayer. Ninth, Corey Day. Carson Quapel will round out the top 10.
WeatherGuard says thank you to today's safety and ops crews that keep the track running like a well-oiled machine. This year's crew is once again sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. WeatherGuard, established in 1968. Prove it every day. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com.
Hi, I'm PRN's Alexis Eric. Want to listen to PRN anywhere you go? By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to live race broadcasts and have on-demand access to your favorite shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, Garage Pass, and PRN's At the Track. Download today to make sure you don't miss any of the action. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app, available on Apple App Store and Google Play. Find more information at goprn.com.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track. fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
Make sure you head over to echopark.com/speedway and enter for a chance to win a Toyota Tundra plus a brand new Thor camper. Visit echopark.com/speedway now to drive off a winner. When we come back, pit stops at the end of stage two from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Field halfway down the back straightaway behind the Toyota GR Super Pace car. Looks like pit road is going to remain closed this time by. All right, Ross Chastain, we were watching, we were wondering, we were speculating. Was Eric Almirola just toying with Jesse Love, or is he out there giving everything that car's got?
I think that Jesse Love has something for the win of this race, and we're seeing him pressure the leader. Yes, can Eric Almirola maybe squeak a little more out? The veteran in him that I know that I've raced against in the Cup Series says, yes, he knew the gap he had. Now, if he could have a 10-second lead, I think he would have it. But he only needed to stay right ahead of the second-place car. So did Jesse Love get pretty close coming to one to go in the stage? Yes. I'm sure Eric would have liked to have a bigger gap, but we saw Jesse Love on the last lap work the middle top half of the racetrack in one and two. That's the first time I've seen him do that. Jesse really likes, in his career, I've noticed a lot, really likes to paint the inside line, like right down at the apron, and that was him testing it, see if he learned anything for later in the race.
Let's get that update from Heather DeBoe.
And in listening in to Eric Almirola's feedback, you guys are right. He actually was plowing those last two laps. He said all of a sudden it felt like that right front went away, so that could have been what closed the gap for Jesse Love to be able to catch up to the 19 towards the end.
So Eric Almirola has won both stages, trying to make a clean sweep of the day here at Las Vegas. Has been done four times this season. Austin Hill at Atlanta, William Byron at Charlotte, Justin Allgaier at Nashville, Connor Zilich at Portland.
Going to be interesting to see if he can get a clean sweep of the stages. What's going to be more interesting, one of the best places to pass cars is on pit road. Pit road is open right now, and Ross, looking at how far the timing line is at the exit of pit road, it almost looks like here at Vegas it could be possible to speed even from that number one pit stall.
That's right, but that will be for Connor Zilich to be in that number one stall as the leaders are about to enter pit road. We'll see who speeds on pit road. Nick Sanchez rebounded. If you're one of the leaders and you speed now, there's not a lot of time left.
Brett McMillan, they're headed your way, sir.
All right, and the first guy that we're going to see stop is Christian Eckes. He says the car really needs some help in turns one and two. They're going to give an air pressure adjustment. Tanner Gray's coming in. He said the car fired off way too loose, so they're going to give him an air pressure adjustment also because he wants to fire off better. He feels like it would be better for the whole run if he can do that. Corey Day says the car is just really good. He's happy with it. He's going to get 4 fresh tires.
And Sheldon Creed still too loose after those previous adjustments. Austin Hill saying his car's just not driving the same, loose all the way through the corner. And Eric Almirola, as I mentioned, he was tight those last couple laps. Wendy Venturini.
Jesse Love has already pulled out of his pit stall. It's a solid stop. He was a little bit tight. He asked to be freed up. They made a track bar adjustment for him. Also on pit road, Connor Zilich was a little too tight, especially in turns one and two. They made an air pressure adjustment for him.
So looking at the battle coming off the pit lane, it is going to be one, it looks like Dean Thompson. He might not have changed tires, just that gas and go for him. Connor Zilich will be second off the pit lane. Jesse Love third, followed by Eric Almirola, Austin Hill. The rest of the top 10, it's going to be Brandon Jones, Christian Eckes, Sam Mayer, Justin Allgaier, and William Sawalich.
So you're a Toyota Cup driver and you just made it to the playoffs. Now all you have to do is win. Easy. Just turn left, right? That and start strong, take off, reach 200 miles per hour, maintain a good position, no big deal, lap, lap again, time your pit stops, steer clear of accidents, talk to your crew chief like your best friend, and most importantly, turn left. Easy, right? You in? Get up to speed at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
The Earnhardt family has always trusted Bass Pro Shops for all their outdoor needs, and I continue to be a proud customer. I grew up shopping here, and now I love bringing my family here to gear up for all our adventures together. And now, Bass Pro Shops club members enjoy special savings and earn points towards free gear, which is rewarding when buying what you need for your next adventure. Spending time outdoors with the ones you love, sharing memories, and making new ones, that's an Earnhardt family tradition that I'm proud to carry on.
Trevor Bayne and Dean Thompson pop for speeding. They'll have to drop to the tail of the field. Today's broadcast sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. We're about to get into the final stage of the Focused Health 302 here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
All kinds of issues on pit road. Christian Eckes had to come down for a second time. They had one lug nut secure on one of the wheels. Remember, the Xfinity cars require five lug nuts to be secure. He's going to have to drop to the back. Carson Quapel's crew had a pit gun get jammed. We actually had an uncontrolled tire out there. Some issues there, Mark.
Absolutely. And this after Carson Quapel at least got a single point there in stage number two. He is one of five playoff drivers to score points today. Jesse Love, Connor Zilich have each scored 17. Justin Allgaier, four. Sam Mayer has scored six. Again, Carson Quapel, one. They are the only playoff drivers to score points in the opening two stages.
Let's give you a leaderboard update sponsored by Bass Pro Shops. Bass Pro Shops voted America's best outdoor retailer. Your adventure starts here.
Connor Zilich is our leader. Jesse Love, second. Eric Almirola, third. Fourth is Austin Hill. Brandon Jones, fifth. Sixth, Sam Mayer. Seventh, Justin Allgaier. William Sawalich, eighth. Ninth, Corey Day. Nick Sanchez in 10th.
Sheldon Creed, after struggles in stage one, is up to 11th. Taylor Gray runs 12th. Ryan Sieg, 13th. 14th, Matt DiBenedetto. Trevor Bayne, 15th. 16th is Harrison Burton. 17th, Daniel Hemric. Daniel Dye, 18th. 19th, Carson Quapel. Brennan Poole rounds out the top 20.
21st, Jeremy Clements. Josh Williams, 22nd. 23rd, Kyle Sieg. Jeb Burton, 24th. Ryan Ellis is 25th. 26th, Sammy Smith. Parker Retzlaff, 27th. Anthony Alfredo, 28th. Blaine Perkins, 29th. 30th, Austin Green.
Christian Eckes, again, he'll drop to the tail of the field. He runs 31st. Mason Maggio, 32nd. Dean Thompson, speeding, 33rd. Garrett Smithley, 34th. Nick Lights, 35th. Joey Gase, 36th. 37th, Thomas Annunziata. And Mason Massey runs in 38th.
That uncontrolled tire belonged to Ryan Sieg. he's going to have to drop to the back of the pack. That's going to leave a mark here late in this race.
Ross, we saw Nick Sanchez go from the back in stage number two almost to collect stage points.
That's right, and choosing from the 10th position right here, he got reset. And when it falls on you as the driver, you could see Nick driving through the field to get reset and now inside the top 10, coming back to 103 laps to go when we take the green.
We haven't quite reached sunset here in Las Vegas, but the lights are on, Pat Patterson, and they're starting to count.
Yeah, and the breeze actually has died down a little bit, which is nice for these guys and for the fans as well. Here's the pace car midway through three and four. It's Zilich up front with Jesse Love, Austin Hill, and Eric Almirola as they roll out here in front of the fans. Everybody's getting on their feet. We're getting ready to find out who's going to take this checkered flag today. Here goes the pace car to the pit road. We're ready to restart in Vegas.
We're going to finish under the lights here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway in the Focused Hill 302 as Connor Zilich takes him through the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. A big jump over Jesse Love. Connor Zilich able to clear. Now we have RCR teammates with Austin Hill on the inside of Love for second.
Boy, and it looks like nearly going three wide. Sam Mayer had to jump out of the throttle there in the fifth position, but it is Connor Zilich, your race leader, Jesse Love second. And then it's a duel for second, Almirola and Hill.
Three wide behind that group, Justin Allgaier down at the bottom. In the middle of the sandwich is Sam Mayer. They try to sort it out. Brandon Jones is going to be the big winner amongst that group.
He sweeps down out of the outside. He'll take the fifth spot. Zilich, though, under fire from Jesse Love. They cross the stripe, and we've got 102 laps to go here at Las Vegas.
First five cars go single file and to the bottom of the racetrack. Best battle is for sixth as Sam Mayer runs the middle of the racetrack. Justin Allgaier on the inside. And how about the charge for Corey Day? He's a player there in sixth now.
Yeah, I got that Hendrick MotorsportsCars.com, I should say, in the win now, and he's picked up another spot. Justin Allgaier having a bit of a struggle getting going here on this restart.
Sam Mayer wants the top five. You can see it. He had ducked down to the inside of Brandon Jones, had to back off of that charge. We'll see if he retakes it into one.
He'll follow Brandon Jones into turn number one, buries it to the bottom of the racetrack. Both of them put those Goodyear tires nearly on the white line. Brandon Jones slips up the racetrack. Mayer stays right in the tire track.
Meanwhile, for second and third, it is Jesse Love that's got a mirror full of Eric Almirola, and Almirola wants that spot. Can't quite get it worked out over turn three, turn four.
Last lap, Nick Sanchez did not like the block that was put on by Justin Allgaier. Popped him in the back bumper. Allgaier has pulled away from him now, is pressuring Corey Day.
Got a battle for the second position as Eric Almirola, after sweeping the two stages, is trying to point that Toyota to the front of the pack. He's all over the back of Jesse Love.
Almirola gets a good exit of turn two, down to Nellis straightaway into turn three, takes his car to the middle of the racetrack. Love down at the bottom of the racetrack. A car length separates second and third.
Justin Allgaier just took his Brandt Chevy to seventh as he was able to get around Corey Day, but the battle is for second. Eric Almirola right on the rear deck lid of Jesse Love.
Yeah, Jesse Love moved up at the entrance of turn number one. Eric Almirola says, okay, I'll go to the bottom of the racetrack. Now he'll slide up right on the back bumper of that wheel in Chevrolet. All this happening right behind Connor Zilich.
And meanwhile, Connor Zilich is beginning to have these two behind him catch him. He's got it down to about three car lengths now. Zilich going to be soon under attack by Jesse Love.
Three-car battle for the lead spot. Four cars fighting over fourth place. That's being held by Austin Hill, Brandon Jones, Sam Mayer, Justin Allgaier, who just passed Corey Day, in the mix as well.
Yeah, let's take a peek at that.